while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's office announcing the search for a new police chief could take 16 weeks. It's back to the bargaining table for concession workers at Target Field, and the Minnesota Timberwolves making some major trades. But first, seven Minnesota Medicaid providers are among hundreds charged today in a historic nationwide healthcare fraud takedown.
This announcement marks the greatest combined federal and state effort in combating healthcare fraud in history.
That's Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche announcing a massive federal, state, and international law enforcement sweep this week that led to criminal charges against 455 defendants allegedly involved in more than $6.5 billion of fraudulent Medicaid billing schemes here in Minnesota. Attorney General Keith Ellison announced that the state's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit actively participated by charging seven local providers who allegedly stole over $700,000 through entirely fabricated billings. The seven accused individuals now face charges, including theft and identity theft. Six homicide cases in Ramsey County have now been cleared for medical examiner errors following a costly audit. County leaders revealed that a massive county-funded investigation was launched into decades of cases handled by retired medical examiner Dr. Michael McGee, whose methods were called into question. County Attorney John Choi says the total budget for the audit was $380,000.
And that included the cost of hiring an independent prosecutor center for excellence group. The $380,000 also paid for the committee of three medical experts that we hired, where we needed to have help on that final phase.
He says a seventh case that was reviewed did come back with potential errors that could still result in an overturned conviction. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's office announcing a national search for a new police chief will begin immediately, with the goal of selecting the next chief within roughly 16 weeks. The timeline involves multiple steps and engagement with city leaders, council members, police personnel, and community groups. The president of the Minnesota Farmers Union says he's skeptical about the president's promise that folks in the ag industry will be helped by current peace negotiations with Iran. Gary Werdish told Vanita Sakar on the WCCO Morning News that he'll believe it when he sees it.
The one thing I do know, the president's decision to go to war at Iran is really affected farmers through the price of diesel fuel, the price of fertilizer, and that those are long-lasting effects. If we sell them some corn or soybeans, that's fine, but it's going to take a lot to overcome the higher prices.
Werdish says he's worried if prices go down after the conflict in Iran settled, they still won't be as low as they were before the attacks began. It's back to the bargaining table for concession workers at Target Field after staging a one-day strike. Workers were seeking higher wages and contributions toward their health care plans in a dispute with employer Delaware North, marking what organizers are calling the first Major League sports stadium strike in Minnesota history. The strike happened with over 35,000 in attendance last night against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Suites attendant Roxy says she's worked here at Target Field for 16 years and says she hates seeing fans be put in the middle.
A lot of the companies that I work with are clients on the suites level. I've known them for 17 years now. They're like family to me, and I am to them. I know that. It sucks that they have to be in the middle of this.
The two sides were supposed to have another bargaining session scheduled for today. There have been no arrests in the shooting of three people last night in North Minneapolis. Police say the shooting happened around 8:20 last night in the 1600 block of Girard Avenue. A woman inside a car was found with gunshot wounds, while a wounded man was discovered by police outside the vehicle. Officers also found an injured man inside a shed not too far away from the car. All three were hospitalized and are expected to survive. Police don't know what led up to the shooting. Reaction to a new federal ruling that blocked multiple subpoenas from the Trump Justice Department targeting Minnesota leaders.
U.S. District Judge Patrick Schills ruled the DOJ's request for records back in January was unconstitutional and politically motivated. Governor Tim Walz, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, as well as many others, were subpoenaed as part of a DOJ investigation into alleged obstruction of federal immigration operations in the state. Ellison says he is is thankful for the ruling, but went on to criticize President Trump.
Time and time again, he has been without any guardrails when it comes to the law and the Constitution. And thank goodness for an independent judiciary with some integrity.
The Justice Department now must decide whether or not to appeal that ruling. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Members of a citizens group last night continued their efforts to persuade the Anoka-Hennepin School Board to place a bond referendum on the November ballot.
It was item 5 on the school board meeting agenda.
This is time for community members to provide input directly to the school board about issues that fall within the school board's authority.
Co-chair Linda Hochman and the other school board members listened to several members of Parents for Good who spoke for more than 20 minutes on why they want a vote on a bond referendum. This is Kathleen Pulsitz.
What could be more American than letting us vote? Please let us vote. People of all ages, all sorts of families want to share in making this district stabilized again and strengthen it.
Records show budget cuts have led to the elimination of 275 positions, including teachers and social workers. The district's legal counsel maintains that only the school board can act on operating levies. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Parents for Good leaders are expected to officially present a petition later this week, a petition they claim has 3,000 signatures. The school board has until August 11th to decide on adding anything to the November ballot. Julius Randle isn't the only one on the move. Minnesota Timberwolves lead assistant the last 5 years, Micah Norrie, is going to Portland to be the next Trailblazers head coach. The multi-year deal finalized this morning consists of multiple team option years and a sliding scale salary based on incentives and team success. Finally, one of the most culturally diverse streets in the Twin Cities is kicking off 5 days of World Cup watch parties today. Lake Street Business Council spokesman Maus Osman says soccer is huge for many of the ethnic restaurants and businesses along the street, many of which suffered greatly during Operation Metro Surge. He says they've been working to bring more events to the area to help them recover.
These watch parties are going to be one of them. To bring people, to bring out the community, to bring people from outside Lake Street as well to enjoy all the diverse food and the culture and just, you know, join Lake Street and join this giant party.
The party running today through Saturday is on the 2700 block of Lake Street at El Nuevo Campo Restaurant. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.